Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Countdown to Election Day, 14 days. We have the story.
Early voting has begun in Sedgwick County. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Once again, our temperature will be running about 10 to 15 degrees below average for this time of year. What can we expect for the rest of the day? Our forecast is coming up.
President Trump took his case Monday to voters in Arizona. Fox's David Spunt reports.
Taking the stage in Tucson, Arizona, President Trump made his final pitch to supporters.
Nobody's ever done what we've done. There is no administration that's accomplished what we've accomplished in the first 3.5 years.
The president made two stops in Arizona Monday, a state he won in 2016. But now that fate is uncertain. He's trailing former Vice President Joe Biden in several polls. His first stop in the state, Prescott, north of Phoenix. The president did not mention that Arizona COVID cases are on the rise, instead telling supporters people are getting COVID fatigue. Former Vice President Biden is also making a heavy play for Arizona.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden will have their final debate ahead of the 2020 election Thursday night. And you can hear that debate live right here on KNSS beginning at 8 p.m. Central Time. Early voting is underway in Sedgwick County.
Hundreds were lined up to vote at the Intrust Bank Arena mega site Monday morning. Deputy Election Commissioner Melissa Schinders tells KSN News the numbers were anticipated.
We did anticipate big numbers this morning for turnout, folks wanting to vote before they head over to work, maybe.
Officials are predicting a record turnout for this year's election. Early voting will end at noon, November 2nd. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
In a meeting this evening, the Wichita School Board will discuss whether some students should return to the classroom. Middle and high school students have spent most of the first quarter of the school year online. Now the board will reevaluate that decision. Some teachers and parents think students need to be on-site. Others say it's not the right time to bring them back. USD 259 has reported fewer than 200 positive cases of COVID-19 between students and staff. According to the district surveillance report, half of the students who have tested positive for the virus are enrolled in remote learning. Wichita police have arrested a 59-year-old man on a charge of criminal threat against Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple. Friday, police said they were alerted to threatening statements directed toward Mayor Whipple by Meredith Dowdy of Wichita, a retired firefighter. Mayor Whipple tells KNSS News,
a detective reached out and read to me the text messages of the person who was arrested, and very angry, I guess, over the current state of, it seemed like COVID in our country, and wanted my address.
Police are taking the threat seriously. The investigation is ongoing, and it will be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. The purported Hunter Biden laptop and emails allegedly recovered from it now have Congress asking questions.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe poured cold water on those seeking to dismiss the purported Hunter Biden email and laptop story after law enforcement and intelligence officials have been largely silent.
I shouldn't have been the one 4 years later to have to bring this information to light, but the fact is I've been able to do that.
Ratcliffe appeared on Fox Business with Maria Bartiromo. Some critics of the Trump administration, like House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff on CNN, defended Joe Biden and his son Hunter and blasted the Russians.
Clearly, the origins of this whole smear are from the Kremlin.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Leaders of a high school in Topeka are considering how the community should react to a report that the man the school is named for was a chief officer of the Ku Klux Klan in the early 20th century. The Seaman High School newspaper reported last week that Fred Seaman, a prominent Kansas education figure, was an exalted cyclops in the KKK. Tristan Fangman and Madeline Gearhart, co-editors of The Clipper, said someone provided a newspaper clipping to their history teacher about Seaman, and that prompted them to do more research and find other articles detailing his KKK activities. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The Kansas City Chiefs were in action yesterday afternoon in Buffalo, and we'll tell you all about what happened coming up in sports.
The first medical marijuana dispensary in the Kansas City area was a popular spot when it opened. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The first medical marijuana dispensary in the Kansas City area was a popular spot when it opened. Dozens of people lined up outside Fresh Green in Lee's Summit Monday to receive marijuana for medical needs. The state's first two dispensaries opened Saturday in the St. Louis area. Voters approved medical marijuana in 2018 in Missouri. Supplies and the variety of marijuana are limited because only a few cultivators in the state have plants mature enough to harvest. In battleground Florida, people swarmed to the polls on the first day of early voting. Fox's Walter Morris has the story.
Across the state, at least 350,000 people casting their ballots in person, breaking the previous record. Long lines seen in North Miami, Coral Gables, and West Kendall. By 6 p.m., election officials say a record 40,000 people had cast their ballots at 33 early voting sites across the county. Voters at the North Dade Regional Library out before the sun came up, some getting in line 2 hours before the polls opened at 7 a.m. And a similar story in Broward County. Polling places packed for the first day of early voting, some waiting up to 3 hours to cast their ballots.
Many in Florida are saying this is the most important election of their lifetimes. A ballot box was set on fire in Baldwin Park, California. Fox's Hal Eisner has that story.
L.A. County Fire responds to a fire call in the 4100 block of Baldwin Park Boulevard. It's not the public library at that address that's on fire. It's the ballot drop box in front of it. Authorities say someone started the inside of the box on fire. Javier Vargas, who just happens to be running for office himself, spotted the firefighting action.
You get thinking it's someone trying to suppress people's votes.
L.A. County Supervisor Janice Hahn was angry.
I was absolutely outraged that anyone would stoop so low in this election year to actually vandalize one of our county drop boxes.
County election officials there are now considering adding fire suppression systems to the drop boxes. They're also thinking about more frequent pickups to secure ballots people drop off. KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We've got a traffic accident. This is down on K-15 south of 31st Street South. Watch for a slowdown in that area. Again, that's K-15 south of 31st. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Tuesday. How you doing?
Here we are on a Tuesday morning, second day of the work week, and kind of a grungy-looking morning out there so far, it looks like.
Yeah, you say grungy, I say soupy. Tomato,
soupy,
tomato.
Zada, yeah. It can be grungy.
But,
Yeah,
we're going to have a chance of rain. At least we're getting some moisture, you know, even though it is in the form of, you know, just that soupy grunginess out there.
Yeah.
But otherwise, this is what we can expect as we go through the day. A lot of the clouds that have been hanging around and hanging out over the last couple of days, they're going to continue to do so. That difference today is, though, they may squeeze out maybe a couple of light raindrops. Mist, drizzle, all on the table as we go through today. And later on tonight, we may even hear an isolated rumble of thunder. Not expecting anything severe, though, so we'll be keeping an eye on that potential as well. When it comes to our high temperatures, once again being impacted by those clouds, only getting up to a high of 58 degrees today, so staying below average, and then only seeing a low of 49. So the clouds inhibiting any significant warming today, but then tonight really helping to insulate us more than everybody else, as we won't see too big of a drop in our temperatures. So we'll start off at 49 tomorrow with still a continued chance of rain, and that's going to continue as we go through our Wednesday with a 20% chance of a shower and possibly an early rumble of thunder as well. High of 67, a little bit warmer, though, than days past. Still on the mild side and still actually pretty close to normal. Once we get into Thursday, our winds are going to pick up out of the south, turning windy and gusty as we go through the day. This is going to give us a big jump all the way up to a high of 82, but we know it's that time of year when we see those temperatures warm up that fast and that high, our next cold front just behind that, and that's what's going to cool us down to 52 once we get into our Friday. So it's going to be a chillier end to the work week after we warm back up, and another shot of colder air Sunday may bring a few more showers our way into next week. And it does look like there may be some wintry weather around Kansas and around the area late Sunday into Monday. That's all I'm going to say right now, Steve, just because it's still pretty early. But for now, just, you know, go ahead and, you know, plant that seed in the back of your mind and just something that we'll continue to watch over the coming days. Right now, we're at 43 degrees with mist, drizzle, even a little bit of fog out there with a light southeast wind at 5 miles an hour. Of course, pretty much socked in with those overcast skies, which is also bringing visibility down to 3 miles.
What is the drought conditions as we go west from Wichita in Kansas? Pretty still drought-like? Is that what we're looking at right now?
Yeah, when it comes to western Kansas, we haven't seen the worst conditions, but now we're starting to see that kind of pop up in spots out there.
Yeah.
So, and when I say the worst conditions, I'm talking about exceptional drought, which is starting to pop up in a couple of spots, mainly close to that Kansas-Colorado line. And Steve, when it comes to our area, we're still abnormally dry. So technically, we don't have drought conditions around Wichita or the metro. We're just dry. We're just drier than normal. But those drought conditions, it still looks like they're kind of confined out west.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. 7:13 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning. We had a mostly cloudy, cool day across south-central Kansas Monday, Wichita's high temperature was just 50 degrees, normal high for the date 69. And as we told you in our news just a moment ago, Wichita School Board's going to be meeting this evening. They don't usually meet on a Tuesday, but they're going to meet to possibly to reevaluate their policy and possibly return to classroom for middle school and high school students. Many of them have been doing, you know, the computer thing, the in-home thing, and it could be that they're gonna evaluate what the numbers are and see just how bad the virus has been hitting the kids in the school and whether they ought to have them, you know, do some sort of back to class in the old days when we used to go to classrooms. 7:14 now with Steve and Ted. Just taking a quick look at the COVID-19 numbers for you this morning here in the U.S. We have over 8 million cases reported. And in Kansas, we're now up to 72,968. And the death toll in Kansas is 872. Sedgwick County, we've gone past the 10,000 mark. We're now at 10,089. And the deaths in Sedgwick County, 121. So, are we over the pandemic? It doesn't look like it. It looks like there are many, many states that are having another round of infections or whatever. A lot of it's going to have to do, as we've been hearing from the experts, the science peoples, you know, we're going to get back indoors now. It's the weather's going to be, it's winter is coming.
Yep.
People are going to be back indoors. They're going to be in close contact. And it could very well be that we're going to have bigger numbers again. They're going to go right back up. Well, they were down for a while. Now they're back up again. And we're talking about that Norton County in the north central northwest Kansas with proportionately for, you don't have 100,000 people in the county, but the number of people who have this virus up there, proportionally, number one county in America over the past couple of weeks. So obviously they didn't think they didn't have anything to worry about, but somebody came into town and somebody from outside probably brought it in, and all of a sudden here you go. They haven't been taking the precautions. I would doubt seriously they have any masks going on or had any masks going on or anything like that. So no county is immune from this. I look at some of the counties around the area. See, Reno's got 1,700 cases. Kingman's got 120. Sumner 255, Cali 506, Butler 1300, and Harvey just about 500 cases. So we've got a ways to go. We're not through it yet, and everybody's hoping for a vaccine and a good treatment for it. But so far, science is going to have to work its way through and see what happens next. My wife's already told me that if they come out with a vaccine, she's not going to take it. She's going to wait and see how it goes. A lot of people, I think, are probably like that. All right, we're coming up on 7:17, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time. Jad Chambers telling us that the Chiefs were in action in Buffalo. Actually, yesterday afternoon's when they started it.
That's right.
They played the whole game in kind of a light rain, I guess. Kind of nasty conditions up there.
Yeah, conditions weren't particularly great. Chiefs were trying to rebound after their first loss of 2020 to Las Vegas last week. And really, what they did was they kind of evened out their offense. They'd been a little pass heavy before, but they evened things out and, went a little bit of a different way and burst out of the gate firing on all cylinders. You heard it yesterday afternoon right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Kansas City, 7 of 11 on third down and in this game, but this is third and 12. Four-man rush by the Bills. Mahomes pump faking, scrambling, holding it, now fires it late down the field, complete. Pringle's got it in Bills territory and down to the 30-yard line. Mahomes, maybe the most patient quarterback right now in the league, waiting, drifting, and hits Pringle for a 37-yard play.
That, of course, was former Butler Grizzly and K-State Wildcat Byron Pringle that they hit with that 37-yarder there, so definitely some good news there. Led by Edwards-Hilaire's 161 yards rushing, the Chiefs actually had 245 yards on the ground. And that's the most since Mahomes took over as a starter in 2017. The Chiefs beat the Bills 26-17. Their 46 rushing attempts, the most in 8 years under Coach Andy Reid. Mahomes was 21 of 26, 225 yards, two touchdowns, both of them to Travis Kelce. Here's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes talking about their win.
The O-line, those guys really took it personally upon themselves that the light boxes that we'd be facing and the pressure that was given up last week, and they took that personally this week, and you saw it today. They gave good holes for Clyde to run through. We had to shuffle those guys around. The guys stepped up, and Clyde really hit it and finished runs well.
Yeah. He had some blocking in front of him.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
That's where it all starts.
your line.
You've got your line to establish your running game that helps you set up your passing game, and it all worked. That's exactly how it went, and the Chiefs are off to their third 5-1 start in four seasons. Next up for the Chiefs, a trip to Denver on Sunday. And tune in over on KFH tonight at 6 o'clock for the Chiefs Kingdom Show to hear all about it. And that over on KFH is going to be followed by Game 1 of the World Series, the L.A. Dodgers versus the Tampa Bay Rays. You can hear that at 7 o'clock over on KFH. Some college football news. The Big 12 Conference announced yesterday K-State's game in West Virginia versus the Mountaineers on Halloween will kick off at 11 a.m. KU is also going to play an early game on Halloween, hosting Iowa State at 11 a.m. And you've got to remember that this weekend is the Sunflower Showdown, KU versus K-State. This year it's in Manhattan, and that's going to be at 11 a.m. as well.
Halloween's on a Saturday, by the way.
Yeah, Halloween's on a Saturday, yeah. So a college football Saturday, pretty much.
And Halloween, woo, that'd be a big day.
Yeah, it will be. Now, KU is going to be without junior running back Puka Williams, who has decided to opt out for the rest of the season. He made the announcement via Twitter yesterday. Williams, a first-team all-Big 12 pick for the past two seasons, sat out parts of two of the Jayhawks' four games because of some undisclosed injuries, but that Twitter statement read in part, "Family and health are the most important things to me, and right now I need to be with my mother who is battling health issues." Head coach Les Miles says that he stands behind Williams and his decision, and also wrote, "We are praying for Puka Williams and his family during this difficult time. Fight like a Jayhawk." Williams did not say yesterday whether or not he'd actually return next season. Well, Steve, do you want a Christmas sweater that could be a little bit ugly, but it's also really cool and a good present for a Shocker fan?
Oh, of course.
Sure, why not?
Yesterday,
the Wichita State Track and Field Program announced its third annual Shocker Holiday Sweatshirt Fundraiser. Visit GoShockers.com and check out the track and field page to find the link to order a Shocker Christmas sweater. They include both black and yellow crew neck sweatshirts, available in adult and youth sizes. Orders will be taken until November 2nd. Will be available for in-person pickup only. All proceeds go to the Wichita State Track and Field and Cross Country programs. I took a look at that website earlier where you can order those sweaters. In yellow, they'd be kind of garish and ugly. In black, they look kind of cool. Good for fans. Might want to check it out. Not too bad there. The Arizona Cardinals are 4-2 after Kyler Murray passed for two touchdowns and ran for another in a 38-10 rout of the Dallas Cowboys. It wasn't ever in question last night on Monday Night Football. The Cardinals led 21-0 by the second quarter. The Cards dropped the Cowboys to 2-4 on the season. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Allegations of bias against another debate moderator. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.